Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
With what happened yesterday in Washington, everybody's asking the question is, will President Trump be able to finish his term, which ends quite soon on the 20th of Jan? But there's so many accusations, especially that of him inciting yesterday's deadly protest, trying to make sense of all of this and helping us to try and make sense of this is Gabriel Krause. He is a writer and analyst at the Institute of Race Relations. Gabriel, welcome to the show.
How's it? Thank you very much.
Gabriel, horrific scenes playing across Washington yesterday afternoon. Do you think this is going to leave a lasting legacy, or Trump be remembered for anything else? And do you think he's going to finish his term in office?
Yeah, so, I mean, what we saw yesterday and last night was revolting. That is what revolting is. And I think that the impression that it leaves in the minds of American people will be indelible. It will be impossible to forget. I think in 100 years, 200 years' time will be the kind of thing that school kids learn a little bit about. In terms of the effect that it has on Trump's legacy, I think it is going to have a severely tarnishing effect. I think it's going to be hard for any of the people who recognized that his administration oversaw some important positive developments to stand up for the moves that were made in order to make that possible. And his opponents are going to have that series of events last night as a stick to bash people on the head with anytime they say anything good about the Trump era. I think that won't necessarily hold everywhere, but I think that's going to be true to a very large extent. America's been very polarized, and this drives a wedge further between Team Blue and Team Red, or Team Orange and Team Anti-Orange, as the case may be. And it was a serious business. As to the last question, will Trump see through the last 2 weeks of his presidency? It's not exactly clear to me that a court of law would be able to find in any of the available evidence that the burden of proof is met that he did incite violence. There's a strict legal sense of what it takes to be found guilty of inciting violence. And I read his entire speech, and I've tried to track down as much of the peripheral evidence as I can. I don't think a court of law would find it. But of course, Congress is not a court of law. And it is explicitly mandated to consider not just crimes in the legal sense, but also misdemeanors. It's encouraged to consider betrayals of the constitutional oath that a judge might not consider. So I think the Democrats will have a real argument to make. And I have very little faith that Congress will argue in good faith, either on the Democrats or the Republican side. But I do think that they will proceed with impeachment. Depending on how quickly the Senate turns around, with the Democrats in charge of both the House and the Senate, it's not unfeasible for them to be able to pursue an impeachment firstly, and then actually a removal via the Senate. That would be difficult given the time period. In some sense, it would be hard to justify because of the minor practical difference that it would make to the amount of time that Trump spends in office. It would be an extraordinary thing to do. But I think it is going to roll forward. That process at least is going to begin. And I think it's something to attend to with an open mind and very carefully, because what we saw yesterday was shocking.
You use the word revolting. I use the word repulsive, and I think that best describes what happened. Gabriel, in closing, your views on the next 4 years, it is a complete blue sweep. Both houses, as well as the White House, are now blue. What do you foresee in the next 4 years in America?
Yeah, so until the Georgian election at the start of this week, it looked like the Republicans would hold the Senate, and that would create a tension in the balance of forces, which would play into Joe Biden's hands if he is the kind of centrist that a lot of his supporters have made him out to be, to play the Senate against the extreme left in the Democratic Party. With that balance tilted, it seems like it's going to be a harder job for Joe Biden to resist the radicals in his party. I think that South Africans might draw some parallels between what happened with Ramaphosa and what might happen with Joe Biden. I'm not sure. I think the first port of call, the first priority is going to be getting through the COVID plague. And then after that, we might see increased deficit spending, increased sort of ideological push, or we might see Joe Biden step up and hold back the radicals and drive through a calming, centrist, moderate line that I think many Americans are very hungry for right now, after particularly this tumultuous conclusion to Donald Trump's presidency.
Gabriel Krauss from the Institute of Race Relations, thank you so much for your unique insights, and I'm sure you'll be joining us on air again in the very near future.
Thank you.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.